This podcast is brought to you by Sarens. Nothing too heavy, nothing too high. Thursday, August 27, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jonathan Faree. Making headlines today. The Department of Transport is not aware of a court interdict that has been filed by the taxi associations in an attempt to suspend the start of the operation of the Rea Vaya bus rapid transit system. Deputy Director General of Public Transport George Mahlahlela said the department had not yet received any information regarding the court's interdict to suspend the system. The United Taxi Association Forum had reportedly filed an emergency court interdict at the North Gauteng High Court on Wednesday in an attempt to stop the launch of the BRT system on Sunday until negotiations between the taxi industry and government could be finalised. The legal action comes only days after the Johannesburg Taxi Industry Negotiating Team said it supported the public transport system in principle. Telecommunications operator, the MTN Group, has reported that it spent 15.5 billion rand on capital expenditure in the 6 months ended June 2009, which is a 50% increase on the comparative period. The company added that it anticipates that while a substantial portion of the approved capex had been committed as part of its expansion strategy, some investments are only likely to be capitalized in the first half of 2010. The MTN Group, headed by Phuthuma Nhleko, felt that its financial results for the half year were satisfactory amid the economic downturn affecting markets worldwide. The group increased revenue by 24.2% to 57.3 billion rand from June 2008, while earnings before tax depreciation and amortization were up 24.8% to 24 billion rand from June 2008. Also making headlines, Hafele Steel and Vanadium see signs of improved steel demand. Marion Roberts' order book consolidates to 40 billion rand following project terminations of 25 billion rand. Sasol earnings fall to 42% following revision. And South Africa's July consumer price index slows, which indicates that a rate cut is still possible. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.